This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I couldn't wait till we had a chance to talk to our Odyssey sports director today, Jeff Hathorn. Every Monday at this time, you can see Jeff on the radio with a live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Blockbuster trade, that's what people are saying, with the Pittsburgh Steelers acquiring DK Metcalf from the Seattle Seahawks for a second-round pick. Jeff, is that a blockbuster?
It is for the Steelers. Listen, when you bring in a wide receiver, trading a second-round pick isn't necessarily a blockbuster, but when you bring in an area of need and a guy that has had at least 900 yards in every one of his NFL seasons and he just turned 27 a couple of months ago, I think that's a blockbuster for the Steelers.
And I'm sure you saw that Ben Roethlisberger posted a video with his helmet on. And I guess it's a faux locker room scene in his man cave, suggesting that he's so excited about this that he still has a few throws in him. Bottom line is, it seems like a big deal to him, too.
Yeah, and Pat Freiermuth was at some party, and he posted something on social media about, like, let's go, we got DK Metcalf. And to give you a little background on Metcalf, he's 6'4", 235. And he runs a 4.3 40. He has been the fastest clocked receiver during a game in NFL history. Now, they've only been doing this for a few years. But he had a play where he ran 22.6 miles an hour. So he's not only big physically, he can move down the field. And Arthur Smith, listen, Arthur Smith is a run-first guy, as is Mike. But when he was in Tennessee, he had a big receiver named A.J. Brown. And A.J. put up some really big numbers with him. Now the questions are going to be, does Pickens stay? What's that future? Do you still add a receiver? And then there obviously is the, quarterback that they still need to figure out.
Yeah, the big question was, after the news, seemed like a lot of Steeler fans were excited about it. But then the next question was, well, who's going to be throwing to him? Will it be Russell Wilson, who threw, as you pointed out, to him his first 3 years? Will it be Justin Fields, or will it be Aaron Rodgers? Adam Schefter saying this morning he's being considered seriously by the Steelers.
Yeah, isn't that the million-dollar question? Or is there somebody else that they have in mind? Listen, I still go with the Rodgers that you put it with a grain of salt. Is that a leak to Schefter to say, hey, Justin, we got this contract for you. You want to sign this? Because we're going to talk to Aaron. So I want to see a little bit more time pass. And listen, Rodgers had a decent year last year. Threw for nearly 4,000 yards, 28 touchdowns on a bad team. He had an Achilles injury a couple of years ago. He's 41. Can he still play? Yes. Is he part of their you know, someone that can build to your future? No, he's a stopgap. There's still a lot of time to figure it out. But yeah, I honestly thought they would have signed Fields by now, and obviously there's still time to do so.
So when they decide what they're going to do with quarterback, yeah, that'll be huge news for Steelers fans.
And Larry, how it works is up until noon today, the Steelers have exclusive rights to Justin Fields and Russell Wilson. Once noon hits, they have what they call the legal tampering period, which means for 2 days, other teams can make offers to see who's interested. And then when the new league year starts on Wednesday at 4 o'clock, those players can officially sign. So listen, when we say legal tampering period, know that the agents pretty much know by now what these situations are, but the pressure gets built up a little bit more because say a Justin Fields doesn't sign by noon, then there's a little bit of leverage if Fields goes and talks to other teams. So we'll see. I mean, it's when you don't have a quarterback, it's always like the craziest time for an NFL team in an offseason. I would say this has been a pretty crazy offseason for the Steelers, but now the Steelers become a better destination because of DK Metcalf.
Yeah, it kind of elevates the offense, and we overlook the fact that they are a playoff team. I understand they haven't won a playoff game in a while, but they still are a playoff caliber team, so if they can find ways to uplift both sides of the ball, this is going to be very attractive for Steelers fans.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Larry, there's still work to do. You got defensive line, you need a cornerback, you need another receiver, you need to make sure that that offensive line has maybe a veteran swing tackle to go with it. You need running back. I mean, there's a number of positions that still need to be filled with this roster, but getting a guy like Metcalf, and I think this too, and people might say fifth highest paid receiver, by the time this contract gets 3 or 4 years old, I bet you that money looks pretty good because those numbers are only going to go up.
And the big deal of the day is Josh Allen's contract, $330 million, and what, $240 of that is guaranteed?
Yeah, and unlike what happened in Cleveland, I think there's a little bit more track record that this is going to work for the Buffalo Bills. Listen, I credit the Bills. They feel like they're in their window. Even though they haven't cracked through to win an AFC championship, they feel like this is their time, and they want to lock up their most important piece and then see what they have to play with cap-wise. He's the MVP. I mean, the guy had a great year. It's just that Buffalo hasn't been able to get over the hump. And that's what makes this AFC, like even as the Steelers add Metcalf and we'll see what they do at quarterback, even with all the improvements they make, they still have to go through Burrow and Jackson in their own division, then Allen, Mahomes, Stroud, what the Chargers might be, excuse me, next year. I mean, this is still a gauntlet because of the other teams as much as what the Steelers do.
All right, that said, it kind of got lost now since this announcement, what the Penguins did at the end of the trade deadline in the NHL. Have they improved the team?
They've improved their chances for the future. Their goal is pretty obvious. Not that they want to throw a whole bunch of minor leaguers on this roster, but it's about providing themselves opportunities in the next 3 years to get back to being a championship team. And now they'll have 30 draft picks in the next 3 years. Some of those they'll use as collateral in trades. And just because Rickard Rakell wasn't traded at the deadline, he'll be shopped again in the offseason. And same with Erik Karlsson. They'll see if anybody. And the best thing that could happen would be for Tristan Jarry to play like he did yesterday for a series of games. And then maybe there would be some interest in the offseason, even if just unloading his contract and kind of starting over at the goaltender position.
And your captain, Sidney Crosby, 2 goals, another ridiculous, tremendous effort to get the empty netter too. So much so, I forget who the defenseman was for the Wild, but he broke his stick over the goalpost, so frustrated that he couldn't catch Sid.
Yeah, he probably wouldn't want you to mention his name anyway.
Good point. All right, before you go, Panthers basketball, they ended on a high note at home over the weekend, so they'll be facing, as their ACC tournament gets underway, in North Carolina, in Charlotte, 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon against the Fighting Irish. Is there any chance for Panthers fans, if they would run the table and win this tournament, could they get in? Would that, is that guaranteed?
Well, we saw it last year with NC State. NC State barely got into the ACC tournament, ran the table, and then made it to the Final Four. I'm not necessarily saying that this is the same team, but there's one team in the league that I think Pitt would have a hard time beating ever, and that's Duke. But, I mean, they played tight with Clemson. They've played tight with Louisville. You know, they don't have Damian Dunn this time, which makes it a little bit harder, but they could compete with Notre Dame. They could beat Notre Dame. Then they've got North Carolina. That's a beatable team for them. And then let's see how the rest of the, you know, of the other side of the bracket works out. But, I mean, they could win a couple of games. It's just they haven't shown that consistency in a long time to make you believe that they could have that run. But when you watch them play earlier in the year, you probably would have believed they did have a run in them.
So you're telling me there's a chance?
Yeah!
Jeff Hathorn, you're going to be a busy man, as always. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Larry.
Appreciate it. Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn. Weather turns bad. Hopefully, it'll be a while. We got the KDK Radio Storm Center brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. Demand the yellow van. Butler Transit Authority and McVay Plumbing and Heating. And we're available 24/7, including our free Odyssey app, AUDACY. Aaron Ferragonio is our producer. How are you holding up with the time change? You all right?
I'm getting through it. I didn't actually feel it early this morning, but I think as the morning goes on, you're kind of, I don't know, just a little out of it, but I like the sun. We're going to have more daylight, which is great.
Well, you know what I did? I stayed up, and I try not to do that on Sunday nights, you know, to get the week started.
Right.
But I got hooked on this White Lotus on HBO, and there are 4 episodes in, and they dropped the new episode Sunday night at 9.
Oh, no.
And I'm thinking, no, I'll wait. I'll watch it another night this week. It just happened to. But then...
Hooked you in.
Then I wasn't as tired as I normally would be. And I'm
right.
Thinking, well...
That's true.
I got a normal amount of sleep overnight Saturday, so... Ended up watching it.
So question, did you see The White Lotus season 1?
Yes.
So is the theme song of season 3, I've heard rumors that it's not as good as previous seasons.
I didn't give that any thought.
Love it. You're just focused on the show.
Yeah.
The meat.
And now I talked to Marty. Marty said he and Christine watched the first 2 seasons and mm-hmm. they didn't like this one as much. I'm kind of, you know, this is what new streaming television is all about.
Right.
Just they got to create a plot, and mm-hmm. it's like the board game, you know, Clue.
Right.
Where every week they have different
character
depth, and you're not sure what's going to happen.
How it's going to tie in.
I'll tell you the show that I'm also watching, Paradise mm-hmm. on Hulu.
I knew it.
Now, you haven't started watching it, have you?
I haven't.
Didn't know anything about it when I started, just heard it was going to be good. It's about the lead is a Secret Service agent who discovers, and I'm not giving anything away because it happens early. He goes to the Oval Office and the president is dead. And it starts there. And you have no idea
what's going to,
how wild it gets and how deep it goes.
So you are a fan. I think sometime, do you ever watch a trailer and there?
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here, and alongside it, we're bringing you a brand new season of On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast. If you're a Survivor superfan, you won't want to miss this deep dive into every episode where we break down how we designed the game, the biggest moves, your burning questions. It's the only podcast that gives you inside access to Survivor that nobody else can. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
There's so much happening. It's almost too overwhelming. I went and I looked at the Paradise trailer and it looks phenomenal, but it's like teetering the line of like too much, but you enjoy it.
Yeah,
I do. I'm tuning in. TV shows, especially the ones that have come out within the past few years, seem to capture me almost as much as movies used to lately.
Yeah, and in the way that it's appointment viewing, but if you wait, you can binge watch.
Exactly. It takes patience.
Which is the attractive part.
Yeah.
So you have, you know, these stream, and there's so many of them. I don't know how you keep track of them.
So many.
And every streaming service is trying to keep your attention and your subscription, most importantly. So they keep battling each other to put out, you know, the most intriguing. They're always trying to outdo each other.
And I know for actors, it's probably a great time to be alive because just the world of roles, not that it makes it any easier to break into your first big role, but there's so many shows out there, shows that haven't even gone into production yet. Can you imagine?
No, to your point, yeah, there's like Jeremy Renner's in Pittsburgh shooting Mayor of Kingstown.
Right.
But right now, that's really the only thing going on locally.
Right. Sometimes Pittsburgh has numerous the same time.
Over the years, we've had a lot of major movies.
Concussion.
And television series made here.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Knight Rising.
Fences. I mean,
you go all the way back to Silence of the Lambs. But
right. So
White Lotus is one of them. They're in 8 episodes. They just posted season 3, episode 4, if you're playing
halfway
along at home. All right, what was that dirt that came with the snow over the weekend, Friday into Saturday? Did you notice, maybe you wondered, what is on my car? Because it wasn't exactly salt, and we're going to explain. We have an answer for that coming up. 925 at KDKA. And Marty Griffin, 10 until 2, and we'll check in with Marty in just a few minutes. And we just got word through social media channels first that Craig Wolfley, Steelers' longtime color analyst and former player, has passed overnight. And we're being joined by Jeff Hathorn and our anchorman, Paul Rasmussen. Gentlemen, on top of the news we've had in the last couple of weeks, this really hits hard and close to home. His wife, Faith, writing, "So sorry to tell you that Craig lost his short but courageous battle with cancer. Took a turn for the worse yesterday when his body started to struggle to keep his blood pressure up. Last night, they moved him to ICU, but were unable to stabilize him. He went home to be with the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ." 4:31. And hopefully greeted by his best friend, Tunch, as well as his brother, Dale, were there waiting with the big bear hug. "I will keep you posted on arrangements. All the immediate family knows, so feel free to share."
Wow.
And,
man, what a personality. What a personality.
I just saw him a few weeks ago. And I know how much he struggled when Tunch passed. They were like glued at the hip, right, Jeff?
Well, oh, I don't even know if that's a strong enough phrase to use for their friendship. And not only did they use their friendship in their work environment, they hung out personally and did tremendous work for the Light of Life mission and made that their mission to try to make other people's lives better. I mean, you knew them both. I mean, Craig was always happy, you know, even if things weren't going well, he would have something positive to say. He's just...
Yeah, it's tough, Jeff. I mean, these guys, both Tunch and along with Mike Webster and Craig, all attended South Hills Bible Chapel together. They were tight, really tight.
And both men of great faith, as Jeff pointed out, did so much for Light of Life Rescue Mission and helping the hungry. Craig was 66 years old.
And Larry, let me say this. I think people would hear Craig, and you almost feel like he was that fun uncle or cousin. That was him. Like, what you heard was authentic Craig. The little sayings, how he would mix words, but make no mistake, he was a very smart man. Two-time All-American at Syracuse, played for a decade with the Steelers, and as you guys know, like, he was competitive. In his off seasons, he would enter weightlifting competitions, and he was a black belt in jiu-jitsu. He boxed. Like, he could do all of it. Like, we would always joke, like, okay, the Steelers are tough, but I would probably pick a fight with one of the Steelers before I would have picked one with Craig.
And he and his
Not
wife.
Not that I ever saw him mad. I did.
I never saw him mad.
I would have been worried.
To that point, Jeff, he and his wife, Faith, owners of the Wolfpack Boxing Club in Bridgeville, where they taught boxing, martial arts, and other athletics.
I don't know if you guys know this or not, but what I'm reading here says that he entered the Strongman, World's Strongest Man competition back in 1981. He placed fifth.
Yes.
Yeah, this is...
And that was a year into his pro career. Now, you know, they didn't make money. They didn't make the kind of money we see now. And even some of that prize money and some of that stuff was valuable to these guys. And man, Craig loved being in shape. He would try all these new things. I remember when kettlebells first became a thing and he had all these kettlebell workouts.
This comes as a complete shock to most people. Again, he was apparently only diagnosed a couple of weeks ago, so on one hand it wasn't a long struggle like we saw with his buddy Tunch, but those two are thinking of those two together, but I'm thinking of his wife and all the people, the fans. Yeah. Loved him. He was our John Madden, right?
There was no time during the 1980s that he was not like just a rock on the offensive line. Played the majority of his time. He was a left guard, just as reliable as day and night. And he was a fifth-round draft pick, guys. Look at the career that he wound up having.
Well,
And yet, he made a bigger impact off it.
Yep.
Which says something about the man. And he used to call Tunch his Chaluch. And I guess that's the only thing that maybe brings a smile to my face is that those two are reunited. But just horrible news.
Yeah. Sad news. Again, Craig Wolfley, Steelers radio color analyst and longtime player, passed overnight at the age of 66. Jeff, thank you. And Paul, thank you. It's been a rough road the last few weeks. And Marty, I know it's been an emotional roller coaster over the weekend. Services for our colleague John Burnett.
Horrible.
Tough for his children and wife Debbie and all those who knew him so well, like you and your wife Christine.
Makes you think of your own life, your own wife, your own kids, and your mortality. We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Hey, you're a weather guy. What's up with all the mud on the cars? What was that?
That was from out west in the atmosphere, and then when it snowed, instead of being rain would have washed it all away, but it came with the snow, and it stuck on all the cars, and people were like, "What is that?"
I had no idea. I don't really care that much. But it looked like I'd been on a trail or something.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
So it was actually in the snow.
Yes. And even if you got a little snow, it left the residual. And some people got a lot of snow. We got 3 inches of snow Friday night, believe it or not.
I saw lines 7 blocks long at car washes.
And have you noticed there are more and more car washes than ever?
Good for them.
We were kids.
Hey, I know you're a big shot and you get to hang out in Florida and play baseball with the Pirates and stuff, but every time you come back, you don't feel the water on the coffee machine. Every single friggin' time.
I bought that machine.
I don't care what you bought. Was that 20 years ago? Who gives a crap?
It's last year.
Put the damn water in it. Come on, man. Hey, so last night, Corey, Ed, this Democratic Committee thing.
It was close, but
hold on.
Corey won.
274
to
270.
That's close.
Corey was telling everyone he's going to win by 75. So everybody with their chest puffed out, what did this prove? The progressives turn out. Because most of those committee members are progressives. And Corey has said he's a progressive. Obviously, he has some convincing to do. It's actually fascinating. And you wouldn't know it because the local papers and local TV stations didn't cover it because they have no staff anymore, and that's just the truth. Downtown was mayhem Saturday night during this big thaw crap. Gangs of teens went berserk. Larry, I know because we've all been to that Capitol Grill downtown.
Right.
The valet's right outside. They beat the crap out of a bunch of cars, like damaged a lot of cars. They were physically fighting business owners. Seriously. Gangs of 75 kids took over downtown. Trash cans, garbage, busted things. Not one arrest. What does that tell you? Do you think someone said, because the cops do their job, but do you think someone said to someone, hey, let's keep this low profile, right? We're kind of in transition. Ed's telling everyone, you're going to hear some sound, man, during this show. It's going to blow your mind. It was, Larry, robberies, beatings, fights, none of it. Not one smidgen of it on the local news. And not one arrest reported.
Coming up.
Come on, man.
Plus, Congressman Mike Kelly.